Unexpectedly, health officials and district authorities in Kiliandongo district have expressed alarm over rising cases of malnutrition, identifying poverty and persistent land conflicts as the drivers of this crisis. The acting district health officer, Kiliandongo, Dr. Irene Nabitaka, says many residents cannot afford to feed their children, especially in the refugee hosting communities where most of them lack land for cultivation.
The land conflict, because they have small land. Most of the land in Kiliandongo is ranches. I think the refugees are given small land. How much can they grow on that small land? Very limited variety. So they'll grow something small, say they won't let it grow, and then they'll sell it off. People here, they only grow maize and maize and maize. Diversity is really restricted. The floods affect us. Recently we had hailstorms. People's gardens were all gone. Poverty is a driver in Kiliandongo. People are very poor. Poverty is a driver. Gender-based violence. People drink. What happens when they drink? They go back. They fight their wives that plant the crops. The wives, they will separate. They go with the children, will go to Jaja. What happens when the child goes to Jaja? Malnutrition.
According to the Uganda Bureau of Statistics Census Report 2024, Kiliandongo has a population of 365,000, and out of these, over 165,000 are refugees.